USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The erosion of American rights to choose is being eroded by leaders in America. Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his vaccine mandate Tuesday, says this is not about discrimination.
But the reason I also want to say it's not discrimination, this is about protecting people. In our society, for generations, we've done all sorts of things to protect people. We have driver's licenses. There's so many things we do to protect people. This is a way of protecting people. But for the many, many establishments, they still have a huge number of people they can serve right now who are vaccinated. And we know a lot of people now are going to be encouraged to get vaccinated.
There are no provisions in the mandate for the millions that have natural immunity by already having COVID-19, or if they're allergic to the vaccine ingredients. New Yorkers will be fined $1,000 for the first offense, then $2,500 for infractions after that. 686 Americans died from COVID-19 complications on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As finding and retaining good employees is hard to find, Walmart has upped the ante to retain good workers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment, and I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave. And terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then acting Secretary of the Air Force explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.